Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Wheel Suckers Maintenance Minisode. In this series, we aim to help you, dear listener, take care of your bike. Maintain your bike and your bike will maintain you. I'm your captain, Jenny Gwizdowski. I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen, a do-it-together workshop located in Hackney, and we teach people how to fix their bikes through classes, maintenance sessions, and our women and gender variant wag nights. I'm joined by my stoker.
Alex is stoking. Alex in the rear. I look after social media marketing and events at Look Mum No Hands, a cycle cafe bar workshop, 49 Old Street, London. We serve coffee, bikes, beer and food. Jenny, I'm feeling flat today.
Ooh, looks like we've got to pump you up. Today's topic is pumping up tires.
What? I have to look after my tires?
Yeah. This is like the most basic thing that you could possibly do to take care of your bike. Your mechanic will love you. Your bike will love you. Listen up and learn. Keeping your tires pumped up to their correct pressure will help prevent punctures, protect your rim, and provide you with a pleasurable ride.
But Jenny, how much do I pump?
We get asked this question a lot, and the delightfully frustrating answer is it depends. Your first protocol is the sidewall of your tire. It should give you a range like 50 to 80 PSI, or 3.5 to 5.5 bar.
Sidewall of my tire?
Yeah.
You mean the side of my tire. I look at the side, and I interpret the hieroglyphs to how much I pump it up.
It will be written in your native language, and you'll be able to see different information like the name of the tire, the company, how much to pump it up to.
I'm imagining that GIF of like with just the numbers going around and the little face
It will feel that way at first because also what is PSI?
PSI stands for pizza sounds interesting.
That's incorrect.
What?
PSI stands for pounds per square inch and is a unit of pressure measurement. Bar is also used to measure pressure. Those of you who scuba are probably familiar with this term, but it's used more on the continent than in the UK.
So there's either going to be a PSI or a bar on my tire.
Yeah, they might even have like kilopascals, but I have no idea what that is.
Okay, moving on.
Whether you stick to the upper or lower end of this range is up to you, as well as your terrain. So running a slightly lower pressure will be more comfortable, especially on bigger tires, and good for crappy weather. Practically essential for off-road riding, but getting fully pumped, you'll have more protection from potholes and the bike will feel faster. Beware if your tire is super old. So like if it has like hairs coming out of it or lots of cuts.
Like me.
Or if you have non-clincher steel rims, like old-fashioned rims.
Non-clincher steel rim?
Yeah, their current modern rims have like a hook on the side and that's what the tire hooks into underneath it. But the old ones that are steel, and you can use a magnet. And if it sticks to the rim, it's steel.
Okay.
If it's a non-clincher rim, meaning it doesn't have the little hook on the side to hold the tire in, don't pump it up to the full amount because you could pump the tire off of the rim and it will explode. So go about 20 to 30 PSI below. It, again, depends on the volume of the tire and the pressure of the tire. So high pressure tire means like 100 PSI, you can afford to go 20 PSI below. If it's a 40 PSI tire, maybe go 10 below, something like that.
Okay.
As always, overpumping is unpopular.
No one likes it when you overpump.
No one likes an overpumper. Have you had a close look at your valves recently, Alex?
Look at my valves?
Yeah, valves are really important for pumping up your tires.
Ah, so the valves, I pump up the tire.
Yes, so that's like the entry, port of entry for air.
Ooh.
And there's different types of valves.
What? So how do I know what kind of valve I have?
Well, we'll post some pictures and so people can see, but there's basically two different kinds. There's Schrader and Presta. Schrader, I like to think of German, Auto Valve, it's also called.
Schrader.
It's the kind that's on cars. It's the bigger one that has a little pin in the middle that's hidden. And the other one, it's a Presta, like a Presta valve, where you press it to get the air out. That's another way of remembering what kind of valve you have. Presta valves tend to be on the really high pressure tires, the skinny ones. Schrader valves tend to be on the bigger, high volume tires. So that's another way to tell. There is a third kind, the ye old Woods valve. It is a precursor to the Presta and is in like three different pieces. So you can accidentally unscrew it and it just completely deflates your tire in 2 seconds. So if you have this type of valve, I recommend replacing it with a Schrader the next time you get a puncture.
How often do I pump?
Personal preference.
Can I pump too often?
Everyone pumps in different ways. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Invest in a good quality track pump with a gauge and pump up your tires every couple of weeks, like once a month. Do this on a regular basis and learn what your tire feels like. And you can then squeeze the tire and figure out, oh, do I need some air? Do I not? It's like doing a monthly breast exam. It's just getting to know what it's normally feeling like, and then you can recognize when something's wrong.
So I give it a little squeeze, and then I give it a little pump if it's feeling
flat. Yeah, exactly. If only we could do that.
Give it a squeeze, give it a pump. Great.
Yeah. One more thing. If you want to learn more about tire pressure, there's a really great cycling tips podcast that features the wonderful Jan Hein, where he argues that wide tires with lower pressure are actually more efficient and are more comfortable. We'll put a link to that below. Happy pumping, everyone.
For old school listeners, you may remember that we used to read from Richard's Bicycle Book, and it was a book written in the 70s that is still relevant today. And I found a section on pumps, Jenny.
Oh, really?
And I thought I might entertain you by reading a section from it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I want to hear an old timer's take on pumping.
If you have no weapon and can't or won't climb a tree, get a stick or large rock. No, the bicycle pump. Ram it down the dog's throat. I'm like reading the wrong bit. I'm sorry.
Is that the section on dogs?
That's the section on defending yourself from dogs with pumps.
So this probably work on humans as well.
Right. Let me get the right bit. I long ago tired of fending off little urchins who filch equipment, of seeing expensive aluminium barrel pumps dented and therefore made useless, and of pumps constantly falling out of the place while carrying a bike up and downstairs. I keep a large workshop pump at home, which inflates tires with magnificent efficiency, and carry a short pocket-sized pump that will serve for emergencies. For touring, however, you will need a decent pump. One of the very best is the Zephyl Presset, with a self-contained pressure regulator. A workshop pump will include a pressure gauge, but its readout is likely to have only a passing affinity with reality. For accurate work with modern high-pressure tyres, essential for peak performance, use a separate tyre with a pressure gauge. You may also want to possess a tiny Presta Schrader adapter, which allows a Presta tyre valve to be inflated with a petrol station airline. If you use this, be very careful. Cycle tyre pressures are high, but the volume of air is small, and only a moment's inattention is required for the whole thing to blow to smithereens.
Oh, Richard.
We love you, Richard.
That's so good. Still relevant today.
Who knew?
Although I would say the best pump is probably the Joe Blow.
Hey.
No joke.
I was going to say, what did you have to say about his recommendation?
Yeah, Zephyr's all right, but definitely the Joe Blow pump is best bang for your buck.
Best pump for your pop.
Best pump for your pound.
Ouch.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy pumping, and hope you enjoyed our first mini-sode. If you have any feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at WheelSuckersPod. Remember, everyone, maintain your bike, and your bike will maintain you. Happy pumping!
Bye!
Bye!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.